Hi, and a very good Monday morning to you. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff. As we make our way on into our day today, well, it's going to feel a little bit un-August-like out there. We'll put it to you that way, with temperatures this morning starting off in the 40s in a lot of spots. Believe it or not, tonight it's going to even be even a little bit cooler than that. It'll be some 30s up across some of the notoriously chillier spots across the WAMC listening area. So we had a little disturbance that made its way through here yesterday afternoon. If you were around, you probably heard a rumble of thunder or two, or maybe you were underneath one of those storms. But enough cold air aloft was able to incite a couple of scattered showers and storms. But that whole storm system now making its way up into the Canadian Maritimes up around Prince Edward Island. So we're going to be left in its wake. Ridge of high pressure will slide in as we head on through the day today. So that will bring a bit of a breeze out of the northwest, but it will also keep the skies pretty sunny out there, save just a couple of fair weather cumulus as we roll on through this afternoon, especially across the higher elevations. So really, we're going to be in great shape as we roll on through this afternoon. We'll see our temperatures making their way up in a fairly wide range in temperatures from the upper 60s to the upper 70s across the WAMC listening area, basically from north to south. So if you're up in the Adirondacks today, that is where you'll see some of those cooler temperatures as you head down the Hudson Valley toward, Poughkeepsie and Newburgh is where you'll see temperatures making their way up into the upper 70s. So not a whole lot of fanfare out there today. Again, just a little bit of a breeze. If you have plans to be out on area waterways or anything like that, just keep that in mind. Some of the wind will bring a bit of a chop to the water, but otherwise, we'll stay in pretty good shape as we roll on through the day out there today. Now, tonight, wind will come down, the skies will clear out, and that means ideal radiational cooling is what we call it. The sun heats the ground up, which in turn heats us up as we head through the day. But at night, well, all that heat is radiated back out into space. There's no wind to kind of mix it around, so everything just shoots right back up, and that will allow our temperatures to scoot way down. We'll see, as I mentioned, some 30s up across places like Saranac Lake, maybe even up toward Lake Placid. Elsewhere, low 40s across the Adirondacks and the Green Mountains, down to the low 50s as you head down the Hudson Valley for your overnight lows out there tonight. Rolling into the day here on your Tuesday, that's when our opportunities for rain will start to show up a bit more as we head into the middle of the week. Kind of a slow climb in opportunities for rain. So we'll see increasing clouds first on your Tuesday, that is, with a couple of spotty showers around as we head into the second half of the day. Highs into the mid and upper 70s. Better opportunity for some scattered showers and storms comes on your Wednesday. Not going to be a washout, but still, we'll have some scattered storms to deal with as we roll through the afternoon. As a warm front tries to lift its way toward us, temperatures will make their way up into the upper 70s. You'll also notice a marked increase in the humidity, something that'll be greatly lacking today, by the way. Low dew points today out there, but they'll be on the rise through the middle of the week. A couple scattered storms left over on your Thursday with a high of 81. Back into the 70s we go on Friday, also with a couple of spotty storms around. But as it looks now, things improving as we head into the weekend. We'll make our way up into the upper 70s and low 80s on Saturday, and then cooling off again as we head into the second half of the upcoming weekend. Again, as it looks right now, we're just kind of stuck in this pattern of being in this persistent trough. It tries to lift to the north a little bit and allow some of that milder air to come in, but is never really able to pull the trigger, if you will. And at least as of right now, things are looking to stay rather what we like to say is troughy as we head into perhaps the middle of the month of August. So if you're a fan of the heat and humidity, upper 80s, low 90s, certainly none of those in sight here for us as we head through the foreseeable future. So enjoy, if you're a fan of the fall, you're going to love it out there today. Again, dew points in the 40s, highs into the mid-70s, again, with a pretty good breeze out of the northwest. That's it for now. We'll update your forecast again as we head toward the midday report. In the meantime, have a great morning. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Goff.